Our guest today is BJ McGinn, the interim executive director. I keep practicing, BJ, to try to get this down here. And athletic director. So throw it all in. Interim executive campus dean on the Boone campus of DMAC. Thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Yeah, glad to be here. We finally got temperatures above 10 degrees, so okay. It feels good to get outside today.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts. You've been out there before when it's been... So do you guys travel if you don't have to in the real cold? Like, we are talking sub-zero readings coming up to next week.
In terms of our teams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just start the bus early.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Well, we were kind of wondering. We were talking about some of the... Ryan and I were talking about some of the long trips you got to take. Out to Nebraska now. And so there, you got some... easily three, 4 hour trips, it looks like.
Yeah, no, they are, but they're not. I mean, that's, yeah, I can recall when I was coaching at Wayne State, it was 9 hours to Duluth, so I'll take three.
Okay, yeah. I can understand that. We got a lot of different things that are going on. Everybody seems to be back. Everything came together okay so far?
Yeah.
Nobody came to you with the end of the world's coming.
Yeah, no, we didn't have an REM take. Everything was good. People are back on campus. Our students are rolling. Our head count as well as our credit count are up about 6% on our campus, 12% district wide.
That's good.
From last spring. And so we're trending in a very, very positive direction. Very excited about that. I think when we went through the second round of cancellation, we only lost two face-to-face classes on our campus. We pressed really hard to run them at a little bit lower number than maybe they would, let's just say on the Ankeny campus perhaps. But those are things that we need to do to ensure that our students get what they need to graduate, particularly our student athletes do, because they have to get certain courses at as the things progress to get to that 64 credits order to earn that scholarship and move on. So
I think because we've seen this kind of a trend, a lot of the students that you're getting in, and probably we saw it from Paul, but they're like the want to get back into the face-to-face.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We'll use online when we have to, and DMAC has always been a leader in online usage, but they do like face-to-face.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing, and that was one of President Denson's big press when we were kind of getting back into the swing of things. It was that, and we stressed it, particularly for us, and I can speak just having coached and working with our coaches and just people in general. A lot of these kids didn't have that. They want that. They didn't get that because of the pandemic situation.
Sure.
And for me, I can speak to Coach Mischler's kids. Every time I walk by a class, I see Tammy Foltz's got philosophy class, and those kids are all sitting in the front row, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's very important to, have accountability to be someplace, because our coaches all do classroom checks.
I mean, sure they do.
They go around, they check off who's in class, and then if you're not in class, you're going to have a little extra conditioning that night. But that being said, I think that it has been a big stress to get that going, and that's great for our faculty because that ensures that they get their load. They have, a course to teach. And so I think everything kind of goes hand in hand. But the face-to-face has been really, really big, particularly on our campus. I mean, you can see that when you drive by and see all the cars in the parking lot.
Yep. And folks, if you're wondering, yes, that is happening out there. So
yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And at the same time, I'm guessing on the backside, a lot of people might not see it, but you got the DOT programs going on. And that's constantly, you got traffic in and out for that.
No, we do. And it's been extremely busy. And this is a really busy time of year, as again, because they're all getting, their recertification.
Sure they are.
Or whatever they need to do in order to get ready for their busy season, which typically kicks off right after, our spring break period, late March, and then they get into the construction season, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I tell you what, those guys are fantastic because they have given our campus cafe is really taken off. I mean, it's busy, 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 and those DOT folks, they come and they – And it's been nice. It's been cold, sure. Right? Well, no one wants to leave.
So we got
food for them.
All right, good. And that's a good thing too. That's all part of what we try to do.
It's community.
Community. It is absolutely
right.
That materials lab is what we're talking about, which is because they need that certification before they hit construction season. And,
yep, absolutely.
And you've got a few other programs. Like Renee White's got really good things happening. You don't have to worry about that. She takes care of them.
Well, actually, Renee retired in December, so we're in a little bit of a transition right now. But that's, you know, she got left everything in a great place,
and all the engineering tech and stuff.
We've hit the ground running, and you know, and that's what we do. We just find ways to continue to function and do that at a high level. I think that's one of the things that our campus, I take pride in it, and I think all of our employees take pride in the fact that they all chip in and do different things. We had a bunch of the folks that were painting yesterday in the front office because we got some furniture coming in today.
All right.
And but just, you know, to me, as you know, and I speak from different positions that I've been a part of, be that leading committees, what have you, coaching, I've always felt like it's important to make sure that you instill ownership.
Mm-hmm. Got that.
And because I think that makes everybody, you know, really want to be invested.
Sure.
And I think that's one of the things that we really got going right now is everybody's excited about where we're at. You know, let's go.
Yeah, we got things to do. It's a new semester where we've got a lot of things that are coming up too. I did want to ask because one of the issues, one of the things that, of course, I always wonder about retention from fall to spring, and you did on students had pretty. It sounds like you had pretty good retention, where they did come back and are ready to move forward and get that degree.
Yeah, no, I think that's and again, that's attributed to our faculty. You know, it's interesting. I always try to make a point to spend some time in the cafe because it's really good food, right?
Yeah,
and those folks are doing a great job. Alice is, but just listening some of the comments of the students, so just how, you know, they're so complimentary of the teachers, so complimentary, you know, of the folks in the front office, and how they're very, very helpful. And I think that's one of the reasons you see that retention is because they just enjoy being treated that way. And I think that's the big part of what we are, and that's the culture.
Sure.
And that's really helped with the, you know, to your point, to the retention and getting those students back again because they just want to come back and be part of DMAC.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things coming up. You have a basketball event on Saturday with the American Heart Association. Been a number of years. Coach K was actually back really when it got going. And a number of years now, but this one Saturday is going to be a blackout doubleheader basketball, women's, men's, and it just so happens Ellsworth will be here.
Yep, the Fighting Panthers will be in town. And you know, it both sides, both, you know, men's and women's, will be fantastic games. I think the women are currently on the Ellsworth side are tied for first. Our women are right in that, you know, 3-4-5 situation right now, so it'll be a big matchup for them. And then on the men's side, you know, we're coming into the thing ranked 6th, coming off a big win at Iowa Western, and Ellsworth's coming in ranked 9th. They got beat by Kirkwood, who's number 2 in the country, by 6 points on Wednesday night. So it'll be a big matchup. And then obviously the fundraiser for the American Heart Association, that you mentioned that Coach K kind of got in motion. Mm-hmm. And Amy Noel, who represents the Heart Association out of Story City, she kind of is the point person on this, but point person for us is Amanda Strayer, who's, you know, our student activities director, and she's got it all ready to go. So we'll have shirts available, we'll have some stuff at halftime and between games, and just a neat day, you know, for families, just to kind of spread awareness, just about, you know, heart, you know, stroke,
heart disease,
those type of things. Yeah. And I think that's one of the positive things that we do, is just to kind of help spread the word on that particular issue.
So we have both Joss and Blake are, they're geared up, ready to make it work.
They are. They are. And we'll all be wearing T-shirts and pregame, and we'll be ready to go.
I know last year she said raised about $1,500 when I visited with Amy, and we'd like to do higher. So, again, you can do directly if you do. I'm just going to tell folks where that text is here. DMAC gives, all capital letters, at 41444. So that's set up for, again, to let people know it's coming through DMAC and really through the Boone campus, really.
Yeah, no, it is. And again, that's one of those things where we always want to do our part to give back to the community and spread awareness for important topics and issues such as this.
So among the other things that happen outside of the real cold that's coming, our cross-country team is going to try a little indoor track.
We're going to give it the old college try. So we ran a meet. We ran the mile. Our cross-country mm-hmm. student-athletes did at Iowa State in December. Today, we're running at Northern Iowa. They have an indoor meet up in the dome. And so we'll run some distance events up there. But we're just kind of testing the waters with this, kind of seeing how it's going. But again, that goes back to your retention piece.
Yeah.
Those students come back in the spring. Sure. I mean, they're out, they're training, they're running, they're competing, and the thing about, track's a little different than cross country, because cross country is an invitational, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to go to the national meet, now, that being said, we want to be in the hunt if we're going to go to the national meet, which we are.
It's
to qualify for a track and field, so indoors in Lubbock, Texas, outdoors in Hutchinson, Kansas. But you have to actually, it's kind of like going to the Drake Relays or
you
the
state have to tournament. Have a qualifying time.
You have to have a qualifying time. So I told him, I said, if we get some individuals that qualify, then we're going to send them, because I think that's important. Obviously, for those young people that invest that time, but it also speaks volumes to the college in terms of spreading our brand from a national perspective. So they're running tomorrow. We're gonna see where we're at. So
go for it. We'll see how they do over Iowa State, because I'm pretty sure they had other collegiate competition.
No, you're competing against all 4-year institutions for the most part. There are a handful of 2-year schools there, but our students athletes, I think we had maybe 4 guys in the top 10 at the meet, and about 2 or 3 of the gals. So, I mean, we are trending in the right direction, as I like to say. Yeah. So, but again, that speaks to the culture, and it all trickles down back to what you're talking about, going to face to face class and instructors investing in the students, and it all goes hand in hand. So,
one of the other things you get to continue to work on, of course, because you said, we would gladly host the golf. You've got a lot of different people that are helping out with this, though. I find out how this is going, getting ready, because the women's Division II tournament is going to be in Boone in May.
Yes, May 12th through the 16th. And that's sneaking up on us. Had a little discussion yesterday. So we need to get working on a few items. We actually have a meeting next Tuesday with our committee as we move forward with this. But it's going to be a big event. You're going to have 90 qualifiers and then 12-15 at large women coming to play golf, and it's going to be a really, really unique thing. We've talked about that, but to bring that to Boone County, to the city of Boone, Cedar Point Golf Course, from a national scale, I think that's we're excited about it. It's going to be a great event. I mean, I,
it's right now it's where it's all the planning and stuff. Again, I know the different people you've had involved with discussions. Is everybody pretty excited about the opportunity?
No, I think they are, and I think, you know, now that we're getting, you know, past the Christmas season, and, you know, for us getting the semester off to start this week, you know, now we can kind of start honing in on, you know, that event, and getting, you know, start building that momentum to get it to roll. I mean, the players are going to come, so that's done, and the families are going to come. You know, the hotels have been secured. We're working on a venue for the banquet.
Sure.
You know, for the teams. You know, that just comes down to some sponsorship deals and getting a few other pieces going. But the course is going to be in pristine shape, so we're excited about that. You know, I think we're real close to getting it going. I mean, the biggest piece is going to be just kind of getting, you know, some of the media pieces going and the sponsorship stuff. But, you know, that will all fall in line, because there's many that want to be involved in that.
Well, we've talked about the fact that before they just bundled all the women together in one tournament.
Correct.
No matter what institution you were from, they were all in one.
Right. Yeah. So this will be the first time the inaugural Division II Women's Golf National Tournament. You know, like you said, in the past it was Division. There was just scholarship and non-scholarship. Well, we were competing against, you know, Tallahassee, Florida, and, you know, Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, they're playing right now, and it's -7 up here.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of a little bit of a difference when you know.
It's a little hard to play off frozen ground, isn't it?
It's a little different deal.
Yeah. So anyway, we got that. So again, that's continuing to move forward. I was going to ask about the restaurant again, because very popular. But resident Boone, you can stop by. There's no restriction there.
No, and there's not. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, we've got tabletops now with menus on them. Alice got those put up. I mean, we're doing well. And I would invite anybody to come out. We get a lot of groups in the morning for breakfast. We get some people for lunch. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Department of Transportation guys, they love it.
Because they can come in, have breakfast, go to class.
Yeah, and then about 11:30, 12, they come get some lunch. You know, it's been great. And we're tinkering with, you know, do we do some hours in the summer? If we can get enough traction from the public, you know, that might be something that we explore. So I encourage people to come out. I mean, just check out the menu. Come out one time, just see what's going on. We won't bite, I promise.
You guys, you like having people come out there to see what's going
absolutely. On. Absolutely. And that's what it's about. It's community college. Come out. We're part of the community, and that's what we want to be.
I was going to ask back on the educational side, because now we're getting into the spring semester. You have faculty members, and you know, kind of like when Nancy Wood starts working with students on scholarships and things like that, and then they're working on Phi Theta Kappa, all of those things.
Right.
Stay out of the way and let them go. I mean, you've had very successful programs on the Boone campus.
No, we have, and that's attributed to we just got great people that are invested in the young people. And like you say, you know, I've always been one, you know, my job is to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah.
And I think too many times people try to get into that avenue. Sometimes you just need to stay in your lane a little bit on some things. But we've got so many, you know, I mean, you mentioned Nancy, Sean Taylor does a fantastic job with his, you know, with his run that he does in the spring.
Which is coming up, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just, we could go on and on. And it's because they all are invested in the DMAC Boone campus and the students and their colleagues. And, you know, and that's what it takes to be successful. And, you know, let them work.
Yeah. Do we have some other events, activities that are coming up that you can think of off the top of your head? He's going, I'm just worried about what my next meeting is here.
So, yeah, we actually are in the midst of esports tryouts right now. We've got approximately 16 students that are trying out. So what an eSport tryout is, you pick four or five of these games, and I'm learning this, by the way, as I go. And then you try out for which game you're best at, and then they assemble the team of 3 to 5 students on a team. And there's a couple games that you can play that are single. You know.
Sure.
So anyway, so we've got that going on. I mentioned we're running track and field today. Mm-hmm. We've got the blackout tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have softball camp on Sunday from 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm. We have a dance tryout or something
We have a dance camp coming on February 22nd.
Okay.
Baseball every Wednesday has high school camp going on. Golf has camp going on every Monday and Wednesday evening with high schoolers from the Midwest or from the Central Iowa
area. And you can do all that in the field house.
In the field house or the golf facility. We've got some things happening. We're busy, which is a good thing. You know, that's why we have the things that we do and offer all these opportunities to the youth, because I think it's important to do that and give back. So,
and at the same time, I know on the academic side, you have people that are starting to work on getting ready for what's coming up over the summer and what are we looking at next fall? Because you have to keep up.
Yeah, no, you do, and I think that's one of the big things that we've really tried to be proactive and ahead of. The game on is making sure that we're looking at, you know, course offerings and what we need to have and what's coming and who's going to teach what, even though that's technically not our job anymore because that falls in the pathway side of things.
But you still have to be looking at
it. But you have to be cognizant of what's going on around you just to make sure that things continue to function.
We want it to be as smooth as possible.
Right, and that's nothing to take away from anybody, but by the same token, you know, it's different when your feet are on the ground than when you're, you know, hovering from, you know, in a different place. And that's nothing negative. It's just it's all learning and new and transition, but at the same time, whatever we can do to make things smoother, I think that that's something that we need to do, and we have, and people have really stepped up in those avenues.
Well, it's like you said, we know what we have here locally, what we have to work on, and what we need to do to make it a smooth transition for people. The entire DMAC, I mean, that's a sizable operation.
It's quite an undertaking. You know, when you're working with 23,000 students, you got a lot of moving parts.
There are.
And 12 different centers or what have you. You know, there's a lot of things going on. So whatever we can do to make sure that we are, you know, one, involved, two, proactive, and three, you know, just thinking about alternatives or narratives, I think that that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. And making sure that, you know, and a big thing is, too, for our employees, right? Oh, yeah. Like I've always been a big believer, and I learned this, you know, growing up, but, you know, take care of your employees and make sure that, you know, they feel, you know, involved and you just gotta take care of your people.
Parents, again, if you have a child that's in high school, junior or senior, definitely you're thinking about DMAC, make contact, because there are people out there that can help walk them through what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And this is the time of the year to get it done.
And it is. And we've got a lot of young people that have inquired. We're getting a lot of inquiries. Ironically, eSports came yesterday from some high school students. I had two. But which is great. I mean, that's what we want. That's what it's for, right? But you know, everybody's willing to step up, you know, come in, like I always say, door number one.
Yeah.
And you'll see, you know, Christine and Wendy waiting for you.
Right there.
And ready to go.
Yep. We'll make sure that they get the help they need to get to who they need to take the next step.
No, that's exactly right.
All right. BJ McGinn, our guest on our program today, Interim Executive Campus Dean, Boone Campus, DMAC, and Athletic Director. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks, Jay. I appreciate you and KWBG for having us on.